It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Ben Volen covers the NFL for the Boston Globe. What do you make of what went on in New York with the Jets firing Robert Saleh?
Yeah, pretty wild story. I don't think anyone had Robert Saleh as the first coach fired this offseason. Or if you did, you probably could pay off some
cash,
a good loans
ticket
now or something like that. It sure seems like Aaron Rodgers is the one behind it. You know, whether he explicitly ordered the code red or just let it be known to Woody Johnson that he wasn't thrilled with the direction of the team. I mean, just look at the facts. I mean, Woody Johnson and Aaron Rodgers had a phone call on Monday night, and word comes out even that Robert Saleh was going to be looking to fire Nathaniel Hackett or demote Nathaniel Hackett, who's Aaron Rodgers' guy. And then 12 hours later, they turn around and Robert Saleh is fired. And it's hard to believe that never came up or was never even broached in the conversation between Woody Johnson and Aaron Rodgers on Monday night. So Woody Johnson was never totally enamored with Robert Saleh. Woody Johnson didn't hire Saleh as the coach. That was Woody Johnson's brother who did that. So I think maybe, I don't think Rodgers explicitly ordered him to be fired, but I think he let it be known to Woody Johnson that he was not thrilled with the leadership on the team. And then Woody Johnson kind of read between the lines and made the move. So, we'll see now how they ended up demoting the offensive coordinator anyway. And they saw Todd Downing now and Jeff Ulbrich, the linebackers or the defensive coordinator. He's now the new head coach. The problem is the offense. The offense has been dreadful. Aaron Rodgers threw three picks last week. He has not been Aaron Rodgers. And yet they went and fired the defensive coach. So, to me, that doesn't solve their issues, which is Aaron Rodgers needs to play a lot better.
To that point, Ben, because I always use the example. I remember I wore 22 for 4 years when I was little because I loved Emmitt Smith in Dallas. But I remember watching Emmitt Smith as a Cardinal, and he wasn't the Emmitt Smith I saw in Dallas. Can Aaron Rodgers still play? Because you're saying, he does not. He's overthrowing people. He can't move like you. He can't extend play. Can Aaron Rodgers still play?
I think he can still play, but it's not the same Aaron Rodgers from a few years ago. And, he's also a guy, too, where if you remember in Green Bay, they had a lot of slow starts, and he would always tell the fans, relax, R-E-L-A-X, and then they would go on a run late in the season. So he's a very smart football player. I would not count the Jets out by any stretch. Again, for them to fire their coach at only 2-3, that was – very shocking as well, because they're not out of it by any stretch. They could beat the Bills on Monday night and be in first place in the AFC East. I lost my train of thought there, Channing. Where was I going with that?
Can Aaron still play? Because
I think he can still play. I think they're all just still getting on the same page, and they're probably going to go add Devontae Adams and Garrett Wilson and. Rodgers is not the same guy. He doesn't look to push the ball downfield as much anymore. He's probably not as willing to take hits, and he tries to get rid of the ball quickly. So that's probably a little bit different for Aaron Rodgers now that he's 40 years old. But I still think that he'll be able to turn it around. Can he get the Jets, like we were saying about the Dolphins, can he get them to being Super Bowl contenders? That I'm not so sure. But I still have some faith that Rodgers is a smart enough quarterback that he and his receivers will eventually – get on the same page and start winning some games.
Speaking of quarterbacks, and obviously this is early in the season and early in their careers, but we have to do the Caleb Williams versus Jaden Daniels conversation, because that's probably going to follow both those guys the way Tua and Justin Herbert will be attached in that kind of fashion. Too early to make a determination there?
I mean, of course it's too early, but Jaden Daniels, I think, is clearly out to the early lead right now. Not that Caleb Williams is doing poorly. He's his last 10 quarters, he's really turned it on, Caleb Williams. 5 touchdown passes, only 1 pick. So you could see the light bulb starting to go on for him, and he's insanely talented. So this could be a case where both teams end up winners. I think Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels might both be able to play, which would certainly be a win-win for everyone involved. But Daniels is unbelievable. I mean, for a rookie to come out, score 34 points, three straight weeks, I mean, that is the most efficient offense in the NFL right now, number one in points scored. They're scoring on like 67% of their drives. The league average is under 40%. So he's just been crazy efficient. He's throwing the ball. He's completing a high percentage of passes. He's a dynamic runner. Jaden Daniels is a superstar. And, man, if the Patriots didn't have a meaningless win over the Broncos on Christmas Eve, led by Bailey Zappe last year, they would have had the number two pick, and they would have had Jaden Daniels. So I think the AFC East, we'll see about Drake May. Maybe he can play too. But I think the AFC East dodged a bullet by Jaden Daniels not landing with the Patriots.
And speaking of quarterbacks on the other end, guys playing terrible, Deshaun Watson, Ben, like I'm arguing with Hawk for a year about, man, let him get, you know, his legs back under him. He was out of football for a long time. He looks terrible. They can bench Deshaun, but they just gave him $230 million guarantee. Can they really bench Deshaun? Because that offense is putrid.
And it's him too, Channing. I mean, people can blame the offensive line or the play calling, but it's Deshaun Watson. He's not seeing the field. He's not making any dynamic plays down the field. He's taking way too many sacks. I mean, what a disaster that situation is with that albatross of a contract. They still have 2 years. $92 million fully guaranteed after this season. I think I can understand why they want to, you know, tread carefully with benching Watson, because once you do, it's hard to go back to him. And, you know, they're obviously very, very committed to Watson at this point. I don't know if Jameis Winston is necessarily the answer, but they can't just flush their season down the toilet either. If they have another game or two where they're just not doing anything on offense, they're going to have to make the switch. I think the bigger thing is, what do they do with Watson after the season with that albatross of a contract? I mean, they might have to pull a Russell Wilson and just write a big fat check to make Deshaun Watson go away, but it would absolutely wreck their salary cap as well. His, you know, cap number is like going to be over $70 million next year. Like, just the whole thing is just a total disaster for the Browns. But I have no sympathy for them. Everyone told them it was a bad idea to sign Watson to that contract. He's made it even worse than I think people could have ever expected. And the Browns, frankly, I think they deserve all the losses that they can get now that they're standing behind Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I'm down with that. Ben Volen from the Boston Globe. You know how I feel about him, Crowder. That dude's a creep, man. And you get into bed with creeps, you end up with bad situations. And that's what the Browns have right now. Ben Volen, read his work at the Boston Globe, bostonglobe.com. And don't forget, Ben, I didn't even have time to bring it up because we beat your Patriots, but how about what the Panthers did to your Bruins? I mean, that had the smart on Tuesday.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that's a tough week for us here in Beantown. We can't beat you South Floridians in sports. It's tough, man.
Very enjoyable for us. Very enjoyable. All right, we appreciate the time, Ben.
All right, thanks, boys.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.